you're still gone and I'm still lonely.
He keeps reminding me how good it was
when we were crazy. Out the wine, I forgot you left behind.
CHQM FM Vancouver,
an iHeartRadio station.
Move, home of the Nat and Drew Show, weekday mornings 5:30 to 10,
and today's best variety
right here.
Move 103.5.
Move 103.5.
Wait around for a signal now. Give me some verb, I ain't talking now. You wanna ride in the six, you wanna down in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Body on my, losing all my. My bad, never got the memo. You never have fun while you're in the limo. Yeah, you wanna ride in six, you wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell no, been waiting too long.
Stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel, like this will last forever looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
To get you to guess,
okay,
and everybody play along. I'm going to give you a type of tattoo. You tell me what generation is most common to have that tattoo.
Okay.
So whether it
Fun.
Is Gen Z,
okay,
Millennial, or Gen X.
Okay, so, remind me though.
So yes. So Gen Z, mm-hmm. we're looking like 26 and
okay.
under.
Okay.
Millennial,
uh-huh.
basically over 26 to 44.
Love it.
And then Gen X, 44.
That's 45, me.
Yeah, to 60.
That's me.
Okay.
Okay.
All ready?
Got it.
If this is, now this is according to tattoo artists. This
Fun.
Is this is what they see when they come in. If they see somebody's already got a certain type of tattoo, they can kind of age them based on that.
Okay.
A dream catcher tattoo. Dream, if you've got a dream catcher on your body, what generation are you?
Millennial.
You are a millennial. Look at you. If you have an owl on your body, what generation are
Gen
you?
Gen Z.
No.
Come on. That's wrong.
No, you're not Gen
Are
Z.
You a millennial?
No.
Gen X?
Gen X apparently loves an owl.
True. I mean, I do have owl posters.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
If you've got a tattoo on your rib cage that goes vertically,
okay.
Are you Gen Z, Millennial, or Gen X?
Millennial.
You are Millennial.
Okay. Because that's like, is that Angelina Jolie?
She's Gen X.
Okay.
But she might have sparked it for people that were younger yeah. going that, yeah, I want to do that.
Because she's got a lot of mm-hmm. the vertical stuff.
Yeah. If you have sparkles... Like
Aww.
Some sparkles like
Aww.
On your neck.
Oh, you're Gen Z.
You are Gen Z.
Because you love fairies and unicorns and things like that. Bless your little hearts.
If you have tribal tattoos or Chinese character tattoos.
You are Gen Z. What's my Gen?
Gen X.
You're Gen X.
You are Gen X all the way. And if you have-
What about barbed wire?
If you borrow barbed wire, you're Gen X. And if you have a cartoon character,
oh my God. Is it Gen X?
It's Gen X.
That's me.
That's, Aaron has one tattoo.
One tattoo only. And I love to tell the story because it makes me laugh. It's Mickey Mouse. Aww. And every year Mickey gets a little bit bigger.
Where is Mickey?
Bum bum.
He's on the bum.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
I've been watching you all night long.
Girl,
I know you got your own thing going on. I can't help but think about what's on your mind. Wanna know what it would take to get inside. Got the whole spot wondering about who you are.
You
can have your pick, but I'm the one you want.
So I'm about to make my way down to the floor. Girl,
you're looking so fine, and I bet that you know, you know, everything about you is all I want.
The way you work can make feel like I can tell you're bad. It drives me crazy when you lick your lips like that. Oh, you're just fine, going hypnotizing, head down to your toe.
Song at a time.
This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Terry Clark.
We are Nickelback.
Made in Canada on iHeartRadio.
Rock, pop, hip hop, and when it comes to country, it's the true north all the way.
Loud and proud.
An all new digital radio station from coast to coast. Made in Canada, played in Canada on the free iHeartRadio app and at iHeartRadio.ca.
It's gonna get loud.
The Lotto 649 March Super Draw is 25 guaranteed prizes of $10,000 to be won every Wednesday and Saturday of the month. And that's 225 guaranteed winners.
Adam!
Hi, Mom.
Your Uncle Antonio won 649.
Antonio.
Yes, Antonio, your dad's second cousin by marriage.
Oh, Tony!
Yes, he ran into Kathy at the deck. She's the one who told me. Oh, and Kathy's group also won 649.
Huh?
So many winners.
No kidding.
And guess what?
You won 649 too, Mom?
No, my back's out again. I need you to get me some ice. Oh, and while you're there, grab a 649.
Okay, sure, Mom.
18 and over.
Introducing the Virgin Plus Value Menu. Dig into some piping hot phone plans. Ooh, starting from $34 per month. Enjoy delicious discounts on food, fashion, and more with member benefits. Supersize your data and savor delectable content. Indulge in lots of data starting from $34 per month when you bring your own phone at Virgin Plus. Value Meal is not a real thing, just a fun way to promote this offer, obviously. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
You don't have to pay more to buy Canadian furniture. MJM Furniture Showroom sell Canadian-made sofas, Canadian-made bedroom sets, and Canadian-made mattresses for 30 to 40% less in price than the competition does. For over 38 years, MJM has been dedicated to showcasing Canadian-made home furnishings. This week, shop Canadian-made home furnishings at MJM Furniture in Surrey on the King George Boulevard, on United Boulevard in Coquitlam, and online at mjmfurniture.com.
86 deliveries made.
11 friends' houses moved.
9 renos completed, and the next one on its way.
Measure your Tundra's capability in memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax LBTRD off-road from $169 weekly for 60 months at 5.19% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Pacific Toyota dealer today.
In an economic crisis, you want Mark Carney on your side. As governor of the Bank of Canada, he steered us through the 2008 global financial crisis. He led the Bank of England through the Brexit crisis, and now he's ready to stand strong against Donald Trump's tariffs. Canadians are ready for change, and Mark Carney has the plan that will cut taxes for the middle class, create new jobs, and build the fastest growing economy in the G7. With Mark Carney, we keep Canada strong.
Authorized by the Registered Agent for the Liberal Party of Canada.
Hello, scary monster from my nightmares. Why aren't I scared of you? Because I'm dreaming this nightmare in my new Vågstranda mattress from IKEA. I'm too comfortable and cozy to be scared. Oh no, scary monster, please don't cry. Look, I'm scared.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Everyone loves an easy call, like turning off the lights when you leave a room, or avoiding fairy lines on a long weekend, or a daily rip up the grind. Wait, that's not an easy call. But banking with VanCity is. They give a share of profits back to their members and community and take care of your financial needs, like offering no monthly fee bank accounts. Join over 500,000 members at VanCity and be a financial force for change. It's an easy call. Account fee terms and conditions apply.
Rogers Xfinity Internet is ready for everything. So you can search and stream and shop and study and share and play and post and work and watch and game and work out and download and... Wow, that's a lot. And now you can save a lot, too, at the Rogers Spring Event. Visit in-store or Rogers.com to save on Rogers Xfinity Internet and be ready to do more everything.
At McDonald's, there are new breakfast sandwiches with a secret ingredient.
A secret ingredient?
It's a little sweet, born in the cold, cradled by spring.
Gotcha. It's maple.
Well, yes, but let me finish. It's made...
with 100% Canadian maple syrup?
Right again. It's a brand new smoky maple sauce featured in...
Oh, some new McD's breakfast sandwiches.
And you can try it...
before 11 a.m. only.
Wow, you're good at this.
I know what I like. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada.
Supporting Canadian businesses has never been more important. That's why Canada Post is committed to making it easier to ship Canadian with our best rates ever. Right now, your business will save up to 70% on expedited shipping and returns. Plus, as a Vancouver-based business, you can access rates as low as $350 for lightweight local packages. It's time to shop Canadian, ship Canadian. Learn more about our best rates at canadapost.ca/shipcanadian.
We're all about the variety.
Move 103.5.
Nice to meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that. Look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. New money, student tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport in my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever. Your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby. I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever.
it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
It's the Nat and Drew Show Weekender.
Move 1035.
about the variety. Move 103.5.
Will you remember me in every melody? How do we sound so right but feel so wrong? Selfish, wrecked it. Didn't wanna regret this. Why'd I give you all? Break up, silence. Blame it all on our timing. Guess we ran out of love. So if I fight for us, will you remember me in every melody? How do we sound so right but feel so wrong? I know that we're broken, but just for a moment, will you stay with me for one last song? Already had enough. Don't overthink it. Oh, no, we still feel it. Why did we give this up? Oh, so if I fight for us, will you remember me in every melody? How do we sound so right but feel so wrong?
Returning from 1 week away, and she is clean. Mm. She is clean out of her system finally. Mm-hmm. Is the coffee. So you went to coffee rehab. So you did?
You make it sound like I am a celebrity going to a rehab.
Went to Silver Lakes or Silver Hills.
Silver Hills.
Rehab Silver Hills for coffee.
Silver Hills Guest House. This is a spot I've always wanted to go to. It's just outside of Lumbee, and it's a really beautiful, beautiful, healthy, incredible place where you eat a vegan diet, you exercise, you drink a lot of water, you go on a lot of walks, and you learn a lot about health. It was an incredible week. And one of the things that I had wanted to do was just start learning a little bit about this coffee thing that I'm so addicted to. And, you know what? I went 7 days without coffee.
And this morning we are in it, in the middle of it. And normally at this point you would have had coffee.
Oh yeah, at least a couple of cups for sure.
And how are you doing?
I think I'm
shaking?
Doing okay. I think I'm shrinking.
I say shrinking. I said shaking.
Oh. Both of those things. No, you know, I feel great. I do. Like, obviously, the first couple of days, honestly, it was brutal. I had the worst headache I've ever had in my entire life. And then I was like, oh, this isn't so great. But I just, you know, I think there are lots of, you know, there's lots of information out there about caffeine and whether it's good for you, bad for you. You know, there's some studies that say that it can help with ADHD, you know, lots of different things. But I just know that what I have learned is that it's a diuretic, so it strips your body of water, and that's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's the only reason I really wanted to focus on that, was to try and drink more water, less coffee. And I actually can't believe that I can function without it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do I sound normal? Am I doing okay? I'm asking you guys because, of course, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, am I okay?
I don't know. Producer Sammy here as well. I feel like you are.
Okay,
I feel like right there in that moment got a little bit intense. No, I feel like you are. But I do think it is very interesting because I, you know, and you were saying like that this was a big thing for you. I'm like, oh, okay. Like I don't get like why, because caffeine out of all the things doesn't really feel like, for me, I sometimes will have coffee, sometimes I won't. Sometimes I have tea, sometimes I won't. Like, I won't, like, it doesn't really. And so I looked it up a little bit, and there is a genetic component. Like, some people are genetically predisposed to be less affected by caffeine than others. And very much like, you know, how there's that, genetic predisposition. You've got, like, a certain gene that, like, cilantro either tastes incredible or it tastes like soap.
Or asparagus. Makes you pee smell.
There's a segment of people where their pee doesn't smell if they have asparagus. So it's all these things. Like, so for me, I'm like, oh, caffeine isn't, you know, the thing that I would feel like somebody would need to work on. But it is such a real thing for so many people.
Oh, listen, I mean, my entire life, like since I was young, because my grandma used to like give me a little bit of coffee with a little bit of milk and sugar.
Oh.
And we'd have like a little coffee together.
Yeah.
And
how old?
Like I was probably 7 or 8.
Oh. Yeah.
No, really. And I just loved it. And then my mom loved coffee too. Yeah. So it's always been, and there's that ritual, you know, holding that hot cup in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just, it's interesting. But you know this, Nat, I don't drink enough water. I don't. Mm-hmm. I never have. So I'm trying to kind of combine the two where I drink a little more water and maybe not so much coffee. Like I'm not thinking that I'm never going to have coffee again because I do love it.
Yeah.
But it's just been interesting to sort of just see what it's like to try and challenge myself and kind of detox myself from it. And so far, so good.
Yeah, you're like,
right? I'm fine.
Listen, you're barely sweating.
And
shaking, sweating, shrinking.
You're fine.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5. And then a hero comes along with the strength.
today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Tripping over myself. Aching, begging you to come out. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Just like a moth drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that get out alive if I quit calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Tripping over myself. Aching, begging you to come out. And now that I'm without your kisses, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the thread, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the thread, gonna wind up dead.
House and you look around, what do you notice? If something's dirty, what is the thing that you notice that is dirty? Do you think, are you looking in certain areas? There's a list that's out of things that make your place seem gross that guests will notice.
I thought it was just the opposite. Haven't you told us that there have been all these surveys on, like, you don't have to worry about that. People aren't looking at your
house. I've never said that.
Messy or dirty.
I've never said that in my life.
Was it Drew?
Probably. It's Drew. Drew's away.
Stupid Drew.
Why does he have to say these things? These untruths.
Okay, so it's the exact opposite. People are actually looking.
Apparently, people are looking. I look. Don't you look?
Never.
Like, I don't, like, go looking for it, but I will notice. Wouldn't you notice if there's, like, dirty dishes in someone's sink? You notice that.
I guess, unless you're sitting in their living room.
But then don't you wander around?
No.
I do. What about when you use their bathroom? Like, don't you notice, like, if the towels are clean, like, you know, and they look fresh?
Yeah, I guess. Or not, right? If you've had a glass of wine, who cares?
No, that's more like three or four glasses. Okay, who cares? Not okay. One. Come on. According to this list here, the bathroom is sort of number one. People will, you know, if they use the bathroom, they're looking in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now they're not going through your cabinets necessarily, but I have.
That makes sense. I mean, I think if you are going to put energy into like doing a little tidy, like the bathroom makes sense.
Yes. A toothpaste splatter on the mirrors was like the one, like number one sort of thing that people go look, oh, gross.
Okay.
Is that not a big deal for you?
I think, like, are we talking about like a formal dinner party or having a friend over?
Just said people over at your house.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I think I've got some on my mirror right now.
Oh, listen, I always do. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know. I think it's my sink. I don't think it's me, but this does happen with different things. Do you know when you clean your teeth or you wash your face or whatever, all of a sudden, why are you covered in water?
Yeah.
Like, I'm covered in so much water.
Yeah, it's like the tap is too far into the sink.
Yeah, and then it's just, and if I have long sleeves on, my sleeve, like a child, like it's just.
Yeah, so those same sinks are the ones where if you spit, the water doesn't reach it, so you've also got the little stains of toothpaste inside the sink.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's too far back. You're too far back from the water faucet.
Yeah.
It's a design disaster. That's not our fault.
No, it's not. We're not disgusting. I have a friend, this friend Marcia, who she would, after every use of the sink, she has a cleaner on the counter and she cleans the sink. And if you use her bathroom, you're expected to spray the sink and just wipe it down once you're done. Like, she doesn't even like water droplets in her sink.
See, I personally think it looks worse to have that sitting there next to your sink.
It's in a nice bottle.
Like, it's... But there must be a cloth next to it or something,
it's
right?
It's also really nice.
But still, I just feel like that looks worse than having a dirty sink.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to go with you on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marcia. Honestly.
The other things that people notice, there's a whole bunch of them, but like dirty dishes, the food in the fridge, if they open your fridge and there's old food.
Oh my God.
But I don't know who these guests are.
Okay.
But the other big takeaway was the smell. And I'm always worried about that because I have a dog.
Me too.
And you can get a little nose blind.
Me too.
And if I go away from my house for a few days and I come back, I want to make sure that it smells.
Me too.
Smells good.
It's so funny because I was away for last week and then I came home and I'm like, this house smells like doggy pee pee. And that's what everyone else is smelling.
Yeah. Well, better doggy pee pee than human pee pee, I suppose.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
The Lotto 649 March Super Draw is 25 guaranteed prizes of $10,000 to be won every Wednesday and Saturday of the month. And that's 225 guaranteed winners.
Adam!
Hi, Mom.
Your Uncle Antonio won 649.
Antonio.
Yes, Antonio, your dad's second cousin by marriage.
Oh, Tony!
Yes, he ran into Kathy at the deck. She's the one who told me. Oh, and Kathy's group also won 649.
Huh?
So many winners.
No kidding.
And guess what?
You won 649 too, Mom?
No, my back's out again. I need you to get me some ice. Oh, and while you're there, grab a 649.
Okay, sure, Mom.
18 and over.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks. Whoa, what is happening? What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes. Switch to Bell, Canada's fastest 5G plus network, and save over $1,000 on amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/spring for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
We're here to protect people.
Officer John Nolan has proven he can keep up with the young cops and the criminals.
Try and stop me.
Nathan Fillion stars in The Rookie.
Let's get this done.
New episode Tuesday at 9, 10 Mountain. Stream next day on Crave.
The Sephora savings event is almost here.
Stop. Already?
Yep. And let me tell you, everything's about to be on sale.
Everything?
Yes. Everything.
So, Tatcha?
Yes.
And Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez?
Yep.
What about Ilia and Coda Lee and K18?
Yes.
Yes. Yes!
Beauty Insiders, everything you want is on sale during the Sephora Savings Event. Rouge members get early access on April 4th, and VIB and Insiders start saving on April 8th. Offers end April 14th. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
A little heads up from Sleep Country. Over the years, your body's been shedding kilograms of straight into your aging mattress. That's not even counting millions of crawling little critters. Oh, there should have been a there. When your mattress or pillow is loaded with this much time to switch. During the Time to Switch event at Sleep Country, get up to 15% off almost everything. But hurry up. This offer is valid for a limited time. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Sleep Country.
Oh no, I can't be out of ink. Not now.
mega tank.
Why do I always do this to myself? Ah, what is that printer that comes with 30 times the ink?
Mega tank.
Yes, it's a Canon. Mega phone?
Mega tank.
It's a Canon printer. It comes with like $2,000 worth of ink. Prints me over 7,700 color pages.
Mega tank.
Mega what?
Listen to the voice in your head and get a Canon Mega Tank printer so you don't have to think about ink for a long, long time. Canon Mega Tank printers available at Staples, Best Buy, and Walmart.
Running a small business is tough, now more than ever. Every marketing dollar has to work harder. That's why Canadian businesses trust Constant Contact. With email, events, and social tools, you can reach more customers, drive sales, and see real results. On average, every dollar spent on email marketing returns $36. That's ROI you can count on. Even in challenging times, our all-in-one marketing platform helps businesses grow. See for yourself. Start for free today at constantcontact.ca.
In an economic crisis, you want Mark Carney on your side. As governor of the Bank of Canada, he steered us through the 2008 global financial crisis. He led the Bank of England through the Brexit crisis. And now he's ready to stand strong against Donald Trump's tariffs. Canadians are ready for change, and Mark Carney has the plan that will cut taxes for the middle class, create new jobs, and build the fastest growing economy in the G7. With Mark Carney, we keep Canada strong.
Authorized by the Registered Agent for the Liberal Party of Canada.
Even the smallest business can face big risks. Get a business insurance quote at Zensurance.com in minutes and receive a $20 gift card using the referral code RADIO. Zensurance policies starting at $19 a month. Be protected. Be Zen.
Move 103.5 plays today's best variety.
Baby, you're all that I want. When you're lying here in my eyes, I'm finding
because the week is over.
That's right.
And neither does the music on Move.
Days aching, nights are long, 2 years and still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on. Drag my name through the dirt, somehow it doesn't hurt though. Guess you're still holding on. You told your friends you want me dead and said that I did everything wrong. And you're not wrong. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on. It's a gray, my heart is still your place, babe. Guess I still feel the same. No, you can't stand my face. Some scars you can't erase, babe. Guess you still feel the same. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on.
Today's best variety, Move 103.5.